For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior forward Haley Mack, and now in BSU's record books at the top of the shorthanded goal career list with 5. Haley, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you ever think about any kind of records when you go to into any game, knowing that you're that close to, you know, being at the top?
Not really, no. I know this one I've been trying to go for a while at Union. I had a couple breakaways and missed my chance, so I just kept telling myself, just trust the process. Like, it doesn't really matter, but that'd be fun to get this one, so.
This Husky team has been a tough one to play. I know going back to that Minnesota Cup, you guys found out how good their goaltending was. What was it about that first period or two periods that you guys were getting stopped there by Polesny?
Yeah, every team in this league is very good. Credit St. Cloud. They came out and played very hard. It wasn't an easy game. It was a hard game to play. There's no easy ice in this league, that's for sure. So, I mean, you just got to come with a mindset that you got to work your hardest and get the win, hopefully, but it's never going to be easy, that's for sure.
And then your senior goaltender, Lauren Bench, gets her first career offensive point. How cool was it to see Lauren get a point?
It was so exciting. We were all so happy for her. I know she's been wanting that point for a while. She was pretty excited. So I know the goalies like to sauce it up or, you know, get in the play. It's a huge part of their game that they always work on. So it was really exciting to see her get that point.
She's so fun back there when you see her get up in the play. Although sometimes it can be a little nerve-wracking, can it?
Yeah, I was teasing her. I'm like, out of all the oopsies, you finally got one or whatever. And she's like, oh. So yeah, it was really exciting. She definitely deserved it, that's for sure.
Then you get another goal from Jacqueline Casa, another senior forward. Jack's been on fire as of late. She kind of had been snake bit early on in the season and had some injury. It's nice to see her getting on the scoreboard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. I thought Jack played one of her best games of the season tonight, so it's nice that she could get her tipping goal. She practices every day before practice and sometimes after practice. Her and McLange practice the tipping in front of the net, so she definitely has worked hard for that one.
Talk about your empty netter, a shorthanded goal. 4-on-6. How did you beat the Huskies to that puck?
I don't know. I was just trying to go balls to the walls, I guess. I was just coming down, and I remember my face was just crazy. I was trying to win the battle. I didn't know how it was going to go, but I knew I didn't want to be in the D zone on 6-on-4. So I'm glad we ended up on the good side of the scoreboard.
You had 9 shots on net. You finally get that last shot on goal in. How frustrating is it when you're getting that many opportunities and just not able to put them away?
Yeah, that's why I kept telling myself to trust the process. I mean, I missed a breakaway, hit the pipe, and then I almost got another empty netter chance. They had 3 girls in front. We all hit them. It was just frustrating, you know. I didn't even realize I had 9 shots. I know I probably had 5, but, you know, hockey's a weird game, and the bounces come and go, and you just got to stick with it, I guess. Trust the process and just keep working hard because you just never know what route it's going to take you.
Just throw the puck at the net, right?
Yep, I guess so.
Going back to that shorthanded goal, looking at the BSU record books, you were tied with Lil Raynard, who played way back in the beginning of BSU women's hockey. Aaron Cody, who was a player during my first years covering the Beavers, and I remember seeing her get those shorthanded goals. You were tied with them. Now you're above all them. And Amber Fricklin also in the mix down there with 3 shorthanded goals during her career. Mm-hmm. And she's your associate head coach. What does it mean to be amongst those kind of players in the record books?
I mean, it means a lot to break any record, honestly. I'm so grateful for my teammates. Shout out to the PKers. I know Kiki Radke has been with me for almost 4 years. I credit her. She's worked her tail off, too. I wouldn't have had this success on the PK if it wasn't for her. Also for, I know Tina Mack have been with us a lot this year, but just all the players down the list that battle on the PK, it's not easy, especially against players in our league. So credit them too. I know they don't get the glory for their record, but it's definitely a team game, and I wouldn't get them if it wasn't for my teammates.
Who was the first person who texted or called you after you got that record?
My dad's best friend, Dem Parker. He was the one who texted me first. He's known me since I've literally was born. So, yeah, so he texted me first, and then the list goes on. My aunts texted me, my grandma, both my parents, my siblings. So yeah, support goes a long way, and I want to thank those people for being along the ride with me and supporting me. And yeah, I'm just grateful and blessed.
Can you believe how fast these 4 years have gone?
Nope. It's honestly crazy. You're in the grind every day, and it's just your life. It's just what you're used to. So I just can't believe it. It's honestly, it's sad. I think we're ready, just because, you know, you have to be. But yeah, it's definitely sad. That's for sure.
Well, and this year has been very memorable, especially for you. Gosh, can you pick one thing that you're going to always remember, or is it just kind of a collective?
I think, like, just being around the girls all the time and the support, I think we'll all miss, because if something happens during the day, we'll all come back. We all have each other's back. We're on the same page, going through the same stuff. It's like at work, you have a bad day and you come home to an empty house, pretty much compared to living with five other girls. So I think that's what I'll miss the most, kind of the support. I'm such a communicator and talkative person, so I feel like that's going to be hard for me. But we can always give each other a call or meet up. But yeah, I think that's what I'll genuinely miss most, just talking with the girls and, like, at the end of the day, like, getting together, always having each other's back.
How special has it been to be able to say that you played at the same university and played Division I hockey as your dad did?
Yeah, now I feel like I have to live up to the legacy and have a kid that maybe will be a Beaver someday, but it'd be cool to keep the tradition going, that's for sure.
Haley, what's it going to take to beat St. Cloud State and get 3 more points in the regular season?
Yeah, I think it's just going to take teamwork, first of all. I thought we came together as a team by the end of the night. Hard work, we have to outwork them, and just honestly, just simplifying our game and just playing the way that we can play gritty. We need to be good in our D zone, and then obviously burying pucks in the offensive zone. Just kind of everything. Just have to be solid for 60 minutes and bury our chances.
What's been like playing for Coach Scanlon? I mean, I know you've had that connection with him since you played high school.
Yeah, we're almost ending year 7 here, so it's been pretty crazy. It's kind of like emotional, but you don't have time to think about it. But when you sit back and think about it, it's absolutely crazy how this journey has taken me and him, how we both, like, went our own ways. The 1 year, him, McLenji, and I all went our own ways from East Grand Forks the same year. And I don't know, it brought us back, and it's kind of crazy. It's crazy how life works.
It's crazy how fast the 4 years have gone. And Haley, it has been a blast and a pleasure watching you speed up and down that ice and break records. So good luck the rest of the way. And let's go far in the playoffs.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Kelly.